The outer fortification of the Goldobot's fortress consists of four towers with ramparts and the main gate. This part of the fortress was its primary defense and the most exposed to attacks. In the Middle Ages, there was a drawbridge over a moat filled with water in front of the main gate of the fortification. Later, during Ottoman rule, a so-called wolf pit was made at the entrance. It was a deep pit with wooden spikes at the bottom, which served as a trap for attackers. Passing through the main gate, you enter the outer fort, built mainly during the reign of the Serbian despot Stefan Lazarević, one of the most famous rulers of the medieval Serbian state. During the 15th century, due to the increasingly widespread use of firearms, all of the towers of the outer fort were reinforced with walls to make it easier to repel attackers' cannonballs. A special cannon tower was also built in the coastal area. Next to the gate is a tower, Tower Number 8, whose central role was to defend the gate and the access points on the western side. The tower was later used to store ammunition and food. Today, the tower hosts an exhibition, The Knights of Golubac's Fortress. Through this exhibition, you can learn more about the significant battle for Golubac that took place in 1428. A series of events caused the Hungarian king Sigismund to gather the knightly elite of Europe in 1428 and lead them to the walls of Golubac's fortress. Among them was the famous Polish knight Zawisza the Black. The battle resonated throughout the known world, while the chivalrous deeds of the knights have outlived the centuries.